Central Park is an example of a large public space that was incorporated into the design of its city, New York. It's hard to carve out public space after a city has already been built, which is the case with Miami, according to urban planner Anthony Garcia. He says it's also difficult to motivate locals to demand more public space if they've never had it and don't know what they're missing.
There's a negative inertia. It holds us back from actually implementing public spaces on that grand scale. So our newness is kind of a problem.
Not having a lot of public space could hurt the city's and the county's ability to attract and keep talented people. One of the goals of the Miami Foundation is to fight brain drain. It's studied what is needed to get people attached to Miami.
Aesthetics, social offerings, and openness.
Stuart Kennedy with the Miami Foundation.
Public spaces affect all three of those top drivers of attachment. We found out that only 42% of residents in Miami-Dade County live within walking distance of a public park or beach.
In order to change that, the Miami Foundation is trying out something new. It's holding a contest for ideas to make more public space in the county. The foundation is awarding $100,000 in prize money to implement the best ideas. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.